Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set.
Borahe Iconic Army.
Borahe.
We get to tell you all about our concert experience in Tampa, day two for the Arirang World Tour concert. It was so incredible, guys.
It was phenomenal. Like, hell yeah. I'm so excited to tell you guys about it.
Yeah. For the walk-in today, though, I really just have to talk about the Tampa airport. I'm sure a lot of you guys got to see the balloon arch that Tampa put in their airport to welcome all of BTS Army, and it was purple. It said TPA, BTS Army. It was super cute. There was two sides of it too. So it was like the Tampa airport on one side and the other side had like a finger heart with like Tampa and BTS
silhouettes of BTS on it. Like amazing.
It was so cool. It was so cool. Anyways, I ended up arriving about, I don't know, like an hour, Kayla, before you got to the airport. So my sister and Caroline went to go get our rental car. And I was like, I'll just sit here and wait for Kayla to get off her flight. And so as I was waiting, I was actually trying to read my book, which I'm currently reading, Song of Achilles. Loving it. Really loving it. I'm so late to the game on this book. But I could not focus on reading because the little lounge area that was beside the balloon arch, it was filled with other armies, and they were doing the exact same thing as me, like waiting for their friends, their family, whoever was traveling into town. And it was so cool to see them like unite together. Like they see their friend coming towards them and they're like, ah, they like run to each other and they hug, or it's like a mother and daughter who haven't been together and they're like hugging. And then they all went over to the balloon arch and got to take photos together, and just seeing like the supportive husbands and boyfriends taking pictures. And I just saw these people who look like, you know, they are just having the best time of their lives. Like I couldn't help but to just sit there and look stupid and idiotic, like smiling to myself, watching everyone just be so happy and excited for the weekend and being with friends and family they haven't seen in a while. I was getting super sentimental sitting there. Like it was just beautiful to see. Yeah.
I love it so much. And it had only been a couple weeks since you and I guess maybe just over a month since we've seen each other, because mm-hmm. I came to Kansas City for the release of Arirang during my spring break. But even just, I knew to look out for you at the balloon arches in the terminal. And as I'm walking up, I'm seeing all of these other ARMY like embracing and lining up to mm-hmm. take photos. And then I spot you reading your book, sitting in your chair. And I almost ran, you know, I just sped walked over to you because I was so excited to see you. Like, mm-hmm. finally, we're here, this long awaited, like, not even since we bought the tickets, but for 5 years, we've been waiting to see BTS again. And mm-hmm. like, we're here together, best friends, reunited. And, you mm-hmm. know, it was just such an amazing moment. And you kind of filled me in on how you had been watching all these people. And then uh-huh. you and I got to go take pictures. And of course, there's other wonderful ARMY there that took our photos for us. So we got to get mm-hmm. pictures together in front of both sides of the balloon arch. And that was a really special way to kick off the weekend.
It was a super special way to kick off the weekend. And yeah, even though we had just recently seen each other, something about both taking two different flights to meet in a city that we never go to ever. Like, I think right. that was maybe my first time in Tampa. I don't know about you, but it was just so wonderful. And yeah, it set the stage for the rest of the weekend. It was beautiful.
It was amazing. We are so excited to get in to this episode and tell you guys all about our BTS experience in Tampa. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Like Kayla was saying, today we're going to hang out for about an hour and we are going to be talking all about our concert experience for the Arirang World Tour Day 2 in Tampa. We're going to be going through the set list. We're going to talk about all of the little things that we did, our outfits, sound check. We had sound check. We'll tell you all about that too. So we're excited to get into it.
So excited. Before we do, we just want to say thank you, Iconic, so much for listening and for all of your support and for enjoying this experience with BTS along with us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode docs and just behind the scenes stuff, consider joining us at Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening.
Okay, so let's get into it. After we arrived in Tampa, met up at the airport, we got into the rental car that Britt and Caroline had picked up, and we drove to our Verbo, this really nice Verbo that we got to stay at. It was without a lot of traffic. It was only like 12, 15 minutes away from Raymond James Stadium. So really great location. And honestly, the biggest problem we had all weekend was deciding who was going to get which room, because mm-hmm. there was one considerably nicer room upstairs that had like its own floor and own massive bathroom, and no one wanted to take it from the other person.
Yeah, it was like a king bed, had its own TV in the room. It was gorgeous.
All and like so my sis, like three wall windows, you know, all the mm-hmm. way around. Like, it was beautiful. Yeah.
But there were four beds, so it was kind of like we all felt like everyone should have their own bed, right?
Right.
But then upstairs was this massive king size bed that one person was gonna get, right? And so my sister was like, oh, I don't really want to have to like keep going up and downstairs or whatnot. And I don't even know how we ended up deciding on it. I think because like Caroline is good friends with Brittany, and mm-hmm. so they were like, maybe we'll just room together. But I was like, I could also room with Brittany because she's my sister,
right? Or you and I could have roomed together. yeah
so I ended up getting that upper stairs room, and I was like, the only way that I'll agree to it is if you all come up here with me and like we all like bond over BTS after the concert and like hang out together. And but yeah, we were all hanging out. It was just a beautiful VRBO. I just mm-hmm. was not expecting it. Like, the pictures online did not do it justice. We had a hot tub in the back. When we walked in, there was an Alexa already playing music. And like right away we said, Alexa, play BTS. And it started playing Swim. There like, was like complimentary.
The first song playing being Swim was perfection.
Yeah,
like, it was. Oh my gosh, meant to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was just perfect. It was the best place to be able to like start and end our day. But we really didn't get to spend much time there because we were busy. Like, the second we figured out who was sleeping in what room, Kayla, we were like, I gotta go to my merch pickup. Like, I only have like a 30-minute window. Like, we gotta go.
Listen, Yes. So I decided to do the Weverse pre-order for merch because every other time we've gone to any BTS concert, the merch lines have been insane, like 5 hours long. And honestly, we just don't have the time or patience to wait in a line like that. Especially for me, I'm like, what if I get to the front of this 5 hour long ass merch line and what I want is sold out? Like, not worth it.
Yeah.
So when I saw they were doing the Weverse pre-order, and I didn't really care about getting the jerseys were the only thing that weren't for pre-order. I was like, this is so cool. I want to try to do this. And you all agreed that, okay, cool. Yeah, we can fit this into the schedule. But we flew in on Saturday afternoon. And so there's not many windows available. So we pretty much had like the last two windows of merch pickup time available, like 7 to 7:30 and 7:30 to 8. And I chose the 7 to 7:30. So we left the Airbnb like 10 minutes later than we should have. So our ETA was already like 7:10. And then we hit so much traffic from obviously cars trying to turn into the parking lots at the stadiums, ride shares trying to drop people off at the stadium because the merch pickup booth was adjacent to Raymond Jay Stadium. And, you know, it was an hour before the concert started. And the route that we took just took us right around the whole stadium. And so I'm sitting in the backseat. Bethany's navigating for Britt. And I'm just kind of like internally trying not to freak the fuck out. Because when you sign up for this, it says like, if you do not pick it up during this window, you can't pick it up. And you can't be refunded. And so I'm like, I'm pretty sure that like, even if I got there after 7:30, they'd still let me get it. But the rules said this. So like, I didn't want to chance it. So we're looking at the time and it keeps saying like 6 minutes away, but we're not making it anywhere. There's even like, There's an ambulance that came through at one point.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When that happened, I was like, fuck.
We were contemplating getting out of the car and just like walking or running to the merch line.
And Bethany, when you mentioned that, I had literally just like 5 seconds prior opened my own maps and mapped out how long it would take me to get there just by walking 13 minutes to get over to the Steinbrenner Stadium where they were doing the merch pickup. And finally, we kind of realized that all of the traffic from the lane we were in was to turn into the venue. And if we could get into the right lane, we could maybe get around some of it. And so we were able to do that, thank goodness. And we were able to still sneak in to the turning lane on the left side to turn left to go to this baseball stadium. You and Britt dropped me off. And at this point, it's like 7:20. Like, and there's a long ass road leading up to the stadium. That's, I mean, it's probably like a quarter mile long. And then I knew from seeing a TikTok earlier that there's three ramps to go up. And then you have to kind of like walk around this corner and like towards this bridge that goes between the two stadiums across the road. And I just started running. I've been running in the year 2026. Okay. In my mind, I said, Kayla, this is what you've been training for. It's time to lock in. I happened to be wearing my running shoes that day because I was trying to like save my feet for concert on Sunday. And I fucking ran. I ran from the entrance all the way, like, you know, that quarter mile down the road, all the way up the three ramps. And then once I got to the top of the three ramps and it was like 7:23 or 7:24 or something, I was like, okay, I'm gonna make it. I just like walked around, you know, where I needed to. And honestly, once I got there, there was no line. There was a ton of people waiting to scan your QR code. And I literally waited 2 seconds before a guy was like, next. And I just walked over. He scanned it. He gave me my merch. And I was like, oh my God, like I freaking got it.
Yeah.
I was like so excited. And then I started walking back. I was like, well, I'm not running now. I started walking back and I was walking down the ramps. And as I was walking down, there was a girl who was running up. And I said, that was me 2 minutes, girl. And she was like, oh no. And I was like, no, keep going, you're gonna make it, you're gonna make it, you know. So I hope that she made it, whoever she is, because
I'm sure she did.
It is that serious. But honestly,
it is that serious. I texted you, Kayla.
But there was no service, so I didn't get it until I got back to the car.
Yeah, but I texted you, like, it's not a BTS concert if you're not in a state of emergency. Like it's constant. That is just, like, the state you were in from start to finish.
No, literally.
Concerts.
Literally. Yeah. But honestly, I was so happy that I got my merch. I got the black, like, Arirang World Tour shirt that has, like, the symbol and, like, on the backside, all the tour stops. And I got the black Arirang hat. I am so happy with both of them. The shirt is cool looking. Such nice quality. Like, the shirt is like heavy material, fits super well. The hat is really cute. It was perfect, exactly what I wanted. And I just want to say, if you guys are going to any of the tour stops that do the Weverse pickup and you like that merch, it's so worth it to do it. It was the easiest merch experience ever. If we hadn't hit traffic, it would have been seamless. It was so fast. It was wonderful. Like, 10 out of 10, way better than like waiting in a merch line forever.
Yeah. Especially if you can get it outside that time frame in which people are arriving for the concert. Like, we were literally there an hour to a half hour before the concert was starting. And Kayla, I remember you saw a couple people like walking from a parking lot over to the concert venue, and you're like, what dose of Lexapro do you need to be on to be that chill? Just like showing up to a BTS like concert 30 minutes before they go on stage. Like
how
kidding
are you
me?
Here already? Yeah. Literally, to be so chill. Cause like, even like, this is our first time having sound check, but you know, every other BTS concert we've been to, we've been there hours ahead of time. We've been standing in the line just like waiting to go in. So,
yeah.
But yeah. I got my merch. Very happy
with
it. You
got your merch. Meanwhile, while Kayla was getting her merch, Brittany and I were just sitting in the car listening to Arirang. And Brittany was so fixated on this blimp from the moment that we landed. And she's like, oh my God, look, it's a Goodyear blimp. Look at this Goodyear blimp. And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, it's a blimp. Cool.
She was like, that's such an iconic blimp. Do you guys know about that? Yeah.
Had no idea until when we were waiting for you to get your merch that this blimp also had a screen on it that was like showing all of this like BTS. It was like, do you know BTS? Bora, hey, like greetings
party,
from
party,
Tampa,
yeah.
BTS. Yeah, party, party, yeah. Like all these like just very specific memes. BTS meme quotes and Korean. It was so cool. And so Brittany and I were just absolutely love watching this blimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I love the blimp. I loved it so much. And then later, like, I mean, fast forward a little bit, jumping time to the next day before our concert started, that was like in stadium entertainment before the concert started, was we would hear a bunch of people like being like, whoa, or like, oh, and it was just, there was just them reacting to the blimp flying overhead and showing something.
It was just circling the stadium all day.
Yeah.
Like the whole weekend. It was great. It was so
somebody
great.
Asked on Twitter, like, who's paid for this blimp? Like, is this did the city of Tampa sponsor this? Did BTS do it? And the blimp, the Goodyear blimp account replied and said, no sponsors, no payments. The Goodyear blimp is just BTS Army.
Yeah.
And like, I just love the concept of the blimp just being out there because it wanted to be. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah. All right. Well, so later that night, we got to go out to dinner. We went to Fresco's, I think it was called, in St. Petersburg. My friends kept raving about St. Petersburg, so we went over there, and that was a really fun time. We got to sit
super
waterfront.
Cute.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous night outside. Yeah, the food was phenomenal. It slapped. It was so good. And it really was like the perfect way to end the day. Like, I felt like we were going nonstop morning to night.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day we're like, all right, we got to freshen up, because the next day we had our iconic meetup. So we ended up meeting some fellow iconics. It was so fantastic. We went to Spatty's Coffee Company, and this is like, it's like a coffee truck, like a food truck, but it's a coffee truck in this like lot area next to a bakery. Mm-hmm. And I had read that it was like a really great coffee spot in Tampa, and so I was like, you know what, it's outside, it's outdoors, like it'd be nice to be a large group of people to be able to meet up in this area.
Yeah.
And when we were standing in line to get our coffee, like the lady behind us was like, oh yeah, this is like such a great spot in Tampa for coffee, like it's such great coffee. So I was like, okay, confirmed by a local.
Yes.
That it was
she
good.
Expected us to be local, because she was basically like, only locals know about this spot and come here. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. I was like, okay, we made a great choice on coffee.
Yes.
To try.
Yeah, we both got the banana bread cold brew, and it was so good. It was
delicious.
I mean, one of the best cold brews that I've ever had. It was so good. Yeah. But Kayla, you got to meet up with your family before the iconics came.
Yeah, my cousin Josh and his wife Sarah and their baby Avery, they live in Tampa, and we all grew up together. We all went to the same high school. Josh and I are the same age, and I have not been able to see him since I don't know, like maybe 4th of July a couple years ago, or no, like we saw him in passing real briefly over a holiday in St. Louis. But mm-hmm. I was thinking like, oh man, I'm going to be in your city. We're not going to have time to meet up, but I am going to this coffee shop Sunday morning if you guys want to stop by. And just so happened that his parents, who also live in St. Louis, were flying into Tampa that morning. So Josh and Sarah were going to be in the area to pick them up at the airport. And so they went to the coffee shop. They were there before us, and it worked out super well because we got there a little bit early. So we got to hang out with them for like 10, 15 minutes, and they were getting wrapped up and ready to leave as the first Iconic showed up. So yeah. It was so great that I got to see Josh, and I hadn't seen Avery mm-hmm. since, oh my gosh, since Ashley's wedding back in October. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just wonderful to be able to see them and catch up with them a little bit.
It was good
bit,
to see
so.
Your family. Oh yeah. Yeah. While you were in town. Yeah. Yeah, but the first absolutely. Iconic who came up to us was Jessica. It was our first time meeting her. She was so wonderful. She had gone with her niece to the concert. Mm-hmm. And so we got to meet her niece too. And she said, oh yeah, like I listened to your guys' album review on the way here, which ended up being like a common theme for like all of the Iconics that we met. They were like, yeah, like during my travel, I was listening to the Audie Dong album review, which was just so fun to hear.
Yeah.
And then, so nice meeting Jessica. And then in came Meg and Rachel, which are like OG Iconic Army. Yes. It's been a while since I think we saw Meg, at least maybe somewhat recently, for like Hobie Palooza mm-hmm. and BTS for Permission to Dance on stage in LA.
Yeah.
But these two girls met through our podcast and like are best friends. Like they go to all of the K-pop concerts together now. It's just so cool to see them. It
incredible.
Was like meeting up with old friends. Like it was so nice to see them. And then Rachel also had brought her mom for her first BTS concert, Lisa. It was so wonderful getting to see her and talk with her. They're from the South, so like she had a little bit of like an accent mm-hmm. and so I just loved hearing it. And then in came Nicole and Savannah. They were great to see. What was cool about Nicole and Savannah is like they were talking about where they're from, and they're like, oh yeah, we're from Chattanooga. And then Lisa was like, wait, you're from Chattanooga? I'm from Chattanooga. And then they started talking, and they're like, oh yeah, like we went to Berry College. And then Rachel's like, oh my god, I'm a volleyball coach at Berry College. Like I, and then yes. we started having mutuals.
Crazy.
And I was like,
Nicole was like, wait, I was going to ask, did you play volleyball? Because you look really familiar. Mm-hmm. And like they went to school at the same time. That's wild.
How cool that they just like ended up having mutual people they knew and yeah. like from the same. And it was just such a wild circumstance, right? Like this is the way that they meet, is like in Tampa at a BTS
for
concert
BTS.
Through a podcast from, yeah. from a podcast that's made in Kansas City. Like yes. it's just bizarre, right? Like you think all the other ways that they could have met or crossed paths, right?
Yes. I also have yeah. to say, Nicole and Savannah came in wearing the best BTS shirts ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Nicole was wearing one that looked like a tour shirt, but Savannah had like this RM like collage shirt, and it was incredible.
It was incredible.
It was
I
so
loved
cool.
the color of it. Yeah. Yes. Like very vibrant color.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It seemed like Nicole got Savannah into BTS like more recently, and mm-hmm. like she just instantly became obsessed and then had to come to this concert with her. And then they were staying with a friend in Tampa, and they were getting that friend into BTS also. And like they, one thing Savannah said was that they drove to dinner separately the night before, and her friend said, oh, I had to listen to Hooligan in the car 3 times on the way here. Mm-hmm. So like they already got her like converting new friends to BTS yes. Army. Yes.
How fun to not only be in Tampa for the BTS concert, but then to be like introducing a friend and seeing like their world just completely change in front of them and being exposed to BTS like in real time.
Incredible.
Incredible.
It makes me so nostalgic for when you first showed me BTS. Mm-hmm. Like
it's like basically getting to relive experiencing BTS for the first time again, like through yeah. the eyes of your friend. Oh, yeah. How incredible. Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then we also got to meet up with Caroline. And then there was another Iconic, and I just feel so bad. She's J-Hope biased. I want to say her name was not Tracy. It was not Teresa. It was something along those lines.
Yes.
And I just like, it's killing me. And she doesn't have an Instagram account. But she was so incredible too, getting to talk to her.
She was amazing. She wants to start her own podcast, Ladies of the 80s. Like, she was so fun to talk to. So we're so sorry that we cannot think of your name right now. Reach out to us so we can give you a proper shout out, because it was wonderful to meet you.
Seriously. Oh, it's killing me that I can't think of her name. But yes, it was so it was a blast. I felt so energized leaving this coffee spot. Maybe it was the cold brew, but also I really think it was just like the excitement of being with other armies and getting to fangirl together. And like, it was just so much fun, and we were ready to go. So we got some food, we went back to our Verbo, and then we just got ready. We were out the door getting to the venue to check in for our VIP.
We got to the venue. 1:00? We were good on time leaving. I think we were parking around 1:00, and then I knew I had all of like the VIP info, so I knew like where we had to go. And so we were walking up. It was really cool walking up to the stadium, just seeing all the army. There were some like Arirang like symbols like popped up for people to take photos in front of, and that was cool. Seeing all the outfits and everybody, like almost immediately we saw someone like wearing a tuna. And later on I saw them, they were in our section, in section B, like a little bit behind us. But it was cool. And we're walking along the side of the stadium to go up to the northwest side of it where they had the VIP check-in. And we know we have to walk this way, but we see this crowd of people being stopped. And we're like, what the heck? Like, are they blocking us off? This is the way we have to go. And it turns out that security has stopped people, and they're saying, oh, we have a car coming through. Like, nobody can walk through. And a couple minutes later, we see a blacked out giant ass Escalade roll through. And we're like, that's definitely not all of them, but that's definitely some BTS members right there. Because also at the same time, right before that Escalade rolled through, a Sprinter van came up and a bunch of dancers, they all walked right past us and right up to security at this gate and showed them like their dancer IDs. And they all looked
and
super fucking cool.
Yeah, they were mission, man.
Oh, yeah. Like they definitely stood
out from other armies. Like, no, these are like, these are people, right?
These are
like,
people, these are here, the backup, these are important dancers. People, right?
They're showing up. And when we were standing there and they're like, car's coming, I kept leaning over to you, Kayla. I'm like, that's a lot of prep time for a car coming through like that. Like, they give a pretty big heads up that a car's coming through, like,
right, a
I
wide
feel like
window.
That's gotta be BTS, right?
And then seeing the blacked out Escalade, like, of 1000% it was BTS.
That confirmed it was a blacked out Escalade. And then it was so cool being on this side of the stadium too, because we haven't been on like the BTS like entrance side since Fort Worth, when we were just like roaming around
casually.
And, like, these people, like these security people, came up to us and like, what are you doing back here? Like, you're not supposed to
get out
of here. We're like, wait, what? Where are we?
We're like, oh, sorry. We were just walking around.
It felt like that, only like we were being stopped on the side of the street here.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. Don't know which BTS member it was, but. Yeah.
Worked out. So anyways, we got to the VIP check-in. The line was super short, super easy. Like, it, you know, had this all this weaving back and forth through like an amusement park does. But honestly, at the time that we were there, like, it was not necessary. We were there at like maybe 1:30 and went right up to somebody. She had to scan my tickets in the app and see, well, she had to see all of them, she wasn't scanning them, and then we each got two wristbands, VIP sound check on our right arm and a floor wristband on our left arm. And she was like, all right, you're good, sound check entrance is over there, and pointed over to like gate A. And then we just had to hang out for a couple hours, so we grabbed some shade. We found there was other people around a tree, and there just happened to be just enough space for all four of us to be. Bethany and I, we walked around for a little bit,
We get but to hand out our freebies.
Oh, yeah. We handed out our freebies. We had, like, I had made little hair clips that have purple butterflies on them. And Bethany, oh, my gosh, Bethany made these Arirang keychains. And it was an origami boat that she folded, put Arirang, like, spelling stickers on it, and then put it on a gold keychain. How cool. And then we had some stickers from Britt. Bethany's sister Britt dressed up like a chef because she was saying BTS wore chef's kiss perfection. And then she was handing out stickers that said the talent, and it had a little like Jungkook as a chef with all of these different symbols and logos around him that are related to BTS, like the army bomb, the whale, the BTS symbol. It was super cute. So we went and handed out the freebies, and that was a lot of fun. Really love that. And while we were sitting in the shade, that's where we met Caroline. Bethany, yes. You were like, that girl looks familiar, and then realized it was Caroline.
Yeah, we were having a really hard time finding a time to meet up with Caroline. Like, our schedules were just not aligning. Like, she got in really late Saturday night, and then we were really exhausted Saturday night, and then Sunday morning didn't work out for her for the iconic time. And so, yeah, we were sitting in the shade. I just kind of look over, and I see Caroline. And at first I was like, that girl looks really familiar, but I don't know how I would know her. And then she was kind of eyeing me like, that girl looks really familiar, I don't know how I know her. And then we're like, wait a second. Yeah, like, yes, you could tell we were both like, right, just a little unsure. And then we both were just looking at each other for a while. They were like, okay, yes, like, confirm, like, that's Bethany, that's Caroline. Yeah. So it was so cool to meet up with her and get a picture with her and everything. Yes. And chit chat. Like, she's been a listener for a long time too, and I've never been able to really cross paths until now. So
the coolest. Like,
she's so cool. She's a dancer. So cool. I love watching all of her K-pop and BTS dance videos that she does with a group of friends. Yeah,
me too. Love
she's
it.
So cool. Yeah,
so it was great. Then it started to, the line for Gay A started to get kind of long, and I think it was actually Nicole and Savannah, they stopped back by, we saw them inside the venue there, and they were like, hey, this line's getting kind of long over there, you guys might want to line up. So then we went and lined up, and honestly, like, the hardest part of the day was lining up, because we were lined up for maybe an hour and a half, like, standing in the middle of this field in the Tampa sun. But honestly, can't complain too much, because there was a breeze, it was good vibes, we were talking to the people around us, like, it everybody was in vibes. A good mood. So it was honestly not bad at all. And then the gates started to open for VIP entrance. We got in, we got our VIP gift bags, which were so nice, like a little like a pillow, like plush coaster, a fan, which, Bethany, I don't know if you've gotten your fan out yet.
Oh, I got it out.
That shit, oh my god. it is blasting. It's an electric fan. It's way nicer than the one that I bought to bring for the concert. Like, it has four speeds and you can really feel it. I was like, dang. And it has, like, the BTS logo and the Arirang logo on it. Like, that's so
cool. And it's
small.
It's perfect concert size.
Perfect size. I just thought that was a great touch for a summer concert, is getting a fan. We got into the venue, we were walked in through a tunnel onto the stage, and then, like, we got
to basically...
They had
megaphones, which was so cool.
Like, directing us, which
They knew what they were doing at least night two. They, like, really were great with lining us all up.
Honestly, they were super organized. I know that some people were saying, like, the staff was, or the venue was disorganized on night one, but that's why night two is where it's at, because they you know, they get hit hard on night one, and they realize they got to make some changes for night two, and the night two staff really knew what they were doing, especially for sound check. And we went through the tunnel out onto the, you know, the floor, and we basically walked all the way around the stage to get to our seat. So it was cool, like, seeing that whole view of it and just, like, really soaking it in, like, oh my gosh, how incredible is this stage. And we had a little bit of time before sound check started, so we were able to get some great photos right up by the barricade, because we were section B, which was one of the side sections, row 5, so very, very close to the front of the stage. So we were right there, everybody up there was, you know, lining up to take photos in front of the barricade with the stage behind us, and that was awesome, just anticipating, like, oh my gosh, we're really here, we're really about to have sound check. Really, really couldn't believe it. So let's talk about sound check.
So we were on the side of the stage where the BTS members walked in and out. Like,
lucky.
Like, we were so freaking lucky. Like, I think we had some hesitation around being on the side. Like, definitely when you went into Ticketmaster to buy your tickets, we're like, oh, yeah, like, A and, like, I don't know if it was A and B or what, but, like, yeah, basically, like, the front and the back of the stage would be where they would be performing towards. And so we were a little unsure about the sides, but we happened to be on the side that they were walking in and out of. So they mm-hmm. passed us multiple times all night long, and then they went out on both of these ramps. Mm-hmm. And because we were on the side, the ramps were much more closer to us on both left yeah. and right side. Like, if you were in, like, the front of the stage or the back of the stage and you were in the middle, those mm-hmm. like those side stages are a little bit farther apart, those like side ramps,
right?
But they were like right next to us, and so
especially how close we were, because the ramps were like beginning where we were yeah. at, so where they were at there on the ramps was super close, and like even the little mini second stage they had on the ramps was very close to us, so yes. it just felt so lucky.
It was crazy. It was crazy. We haven't been this close to BTS since Fort Worth, circa 2018. Like, it's been so long. And it just, it was all hitting us so real again. Like, seeing them so close, seeing their faces, seeing their outfits. I just remember right when they came out, Jin came right in front of us. Like, yes. Boy went straight in the middle and just stood there. And it really looked like he was just like, take it in.
Here
like,
I take am. Me in.
This is me, you know? Oh. And I loved him. He was in this gray sweatsuit and he was wearing like a Sesame Street shirt, like graphic mm-hmm. shirt. So cute. He looked so chill.
Glowing.
Kayla, do you even want to start talking about Park fucking Jimin here? Because like, damn.
The thing is that Jimin was honestly like, of course he was fucking killing me. He already had, on day two, he was wearing this half down ponytail. Fucking mm-hmm. hottest version of Jimin with these extensions. I was fucking dying. But he was so elusive. He was so elusive.
It during soundcheck.
Like, during soundcheck. It was like he would just scan and glance, but never really like stop in any one way. And I felt like he wasn't giving our side any attention. And I was just thinking, this is just like Fort Worth 2018. Like, this is just like Jimin every other time we've seen him. Because yeah. he puts on an excellent show and he serves the crowd. But uh-huh. he is elusive. You always feel like, I would always feel like I just never get like that moment with Jimin, mm-hmm. you know? So soundcheck, that's how I was like left feeling, like obviously not disappointed. I expected yeah. it from Jimin, you know?
Yeah.
But
I felt so grateful during soundcheck though, because Taeyong and J-Hope were heavily on our side for this. Mm-hmm. And J-Hope was just looking so fine in these like the very kind of like sporty outfit hat. Mm-hmm. We use like gym short like things where he kept messing with the waistband of his shorts like the whole time. Chill during out. Soundcheck. Like, literally. Bro, like, come on, stop. You're killing us. And then Taeyong was throwing that football. You guys have probably seen this. He had a football that he was throwing with the crowd and he was throwing it to our section. And it's so funny because a part of me was like, oh my God, like how cool is it if he would like to throw a ball at me? But I would fumble that shit so hard. Like I would not be able to coordinate catching and throwing a ball with Kim Taeyong on the other end, the receiving end. Like I could not do it. So
lose
I
all hand-eye coordination.
Just having him like so perfectly in front of me, like no Zoom, don't need it. Like he was right there. It was, oh man. And he looked so good too. Yes. Oh, the like bandana and the shades and yeah. He looks so good in brown. He's wearing brown shorts or pants. I can't remember, but
he looks
so good. Yeah. I gotta Jungkook talk about Jungkook.
Oh, I was gonna talk about Jungkook.
Oh, good. Talk about Jungkook. Talk about Jungkook.
Okay. Jungkook was being a complete baby. Like, mm-hmm. all the pictures and videos I have from him from soundcheck is just him being absolutely adorable. Like, him, like, staring at his microphone, looking confused. Like, I feel like they were having mic troubles. He had posted on his Instagram story that they were having mic troubles the previous night during Magic Shop. So maybe he was, like, they were still having, you know, an issue. But just the way his brows were furrowed and he was so intent, it was adorable. Like, mm-hmm. just absolute cutie. And his outfit was, like, it looked like he was wearing the jacket and, like, shorts that were similar to the pants that he wore in the Run BTS dance practice yes. video. It was 100%. Like exactly that outfit, but just shorts instead of pants. And I was like, oh my God, like this is really him standing in front of us right now. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. He looked fantastic and he was so much fun during soundcheck too. Yeah. But like total baby cutie. He was being such a cutie at soundcheck. RM also like he was really in front of us like for the first part of soundcheck. Yeah. And then he kind of like disappeared after that. But he was kind of wearing like like a
he had like shorts and a baggy shirt and like a hat with like maybe like an untied do-rag to protect from the sun underneath. His confidence was on 10.
His rap was insane.
Yeah, the first song and was rapping, and like I was just like, okay, this man, he's happy and ready to be back on stage. Like,
He looked great.
He looked phenomenal.
Okay, now I gotta talk about Suga because he was probably one of my favorite parts of soundcheck. Oh, it's hard to say, but he came out looking like he just woke up from the deepest nap ever. Like he looked just like a little puffy, little groggy, hair a little tousled,
disheveled.
Disheveled. That boy did not move a muscle if he didn't have to. Like he pretty much lifted the mic to his mouth and walked around.
That was it.
And that was it. He was like in full energy conservation mode. Like he was like, I'm not wasting an ounce of energy outside of what I have to because I need to preserve it for the concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's so freaking real. I loved it so much.
Yeah. He also kept covering his ears, like plugging his ears during soundcheck too. Like I think he was just... yeah, like trying to prevent any kind of like sound damage to his ears too. Like he was kind of just, he was chilling. He was being like himself, like 100% himself. I loved
it. Totally. I loved it too.
Soundtrack was incredible.
Great experience. Yeah, so cool to get that.
It was so intimate. It very much was like just a glimpse of what we were about to get for this concert and how close they were to us. It was insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. So let's talk about the concert itself, shall we?
Yeah. Ugh.
So they kick it off. And of course, you guys, you have to remember, we didn't know anything about the set list. We went in blind. We didn't know anything that was going to happen. So every single song that came on, we were like, oh my God, fuck yeah. So they came out and they started playing like this music. And then, you know, background dancers started to run up with like red smoke bombs and just flood the stage. And then BTS strut out from, you know, one of the corners next to us and immediately go right into Hooligan. And like fire was going, the red smoke was everywhere. I just felt like this was not what we thought they were going to come out to. We thought they would come out to Body to Body, but I loved them starting with Hooligan. Like to me, that is a let's fucking kick this shit off. Watch us go Hooligan this whole concert.
Such a hype song to start with. And we were so close to the stage, like the flames coming up, like we could just feel the heat on our faces. We were getting ashes from the firecrackers, smoke bombs in our eyes.
My contacts were getting blurry because of the smoke. I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like the sweet swelling of those strings from Hooligan and then like the transition into Aliens. But you and I both, I don't know what it was. It was just like so theatrical, the production just leading up to them starting Hooligan and seeing them so close and like kicking things off and Army going absolutely feral in the crowd. Like you and I both got a little emotional and we're like, what the hell? Like it's literally Hooligan. What are we doing right now? Like we are seriously fucked if we're like to cry during Hooligan.
I could have cried and I remember thinking to myself, I'm not gonna fucking cry during Hooligan. Like I like you need to lock in right now, Kayla. Like this is not, you know, you can't be so overcome with emotion to like that you're seeing BTS and the concert is starting and that you're gonna cry. Like get it together. It's not the time. So we locked in and then we lost our minds for all of Hooligan. And then they went right into Aliens and fucking like just hearing Jungkook's live vocals during Aliens was incredible. And of course, BTS were rocking out. They had their choreo for that song too. And for Hooligan and Aliens, they weren't doing the choreo in our direction. Like they were facing like the front of the stage or the back of the stage, which was honestly okay with me because we were so close. I was just looking at them anyways. I could look at the screen. We weren't too close up that we couldn't see the screens. Honestly, barely looked at the screens the whole concert. I was like, this is the only time I'll be able to watch them with my bare eyes. Yeah. I'm looking at them.
Well, what was really cool is like during Hooligan and Aliens, like we could see like Jimin and Jin and Suga had come to our side of the stage, and that was when they were waiting to go in for their parts of the choreography. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of just like a different point of view, different perspective on the choreo, seeing it from the side. But we did have that like large trifold screens that everyone got to watch the concert on, and they were right in front of us. And I was actually kind of worried that we weren't going to be able to see the screens from where we were, but we totally could. So it was like, it was like perfect. Just like I could look down, see them do the choreo, and then I could look up and then I could see them on the screens. And so it was perfect. But honestly, I was with you, Kayla. I'm like, man, maybe I just look at the members because they're right in front of me. Like, I understand that Jimin and Jin are just like chilling, waiting for their time to go in for the choreo right now, but I don't even care, you know? Right. Like, it was just so nice to see them. Also, Jin and Jimin's water station was like right in front of us.
Oh my god, talk about blessed.
Blessing. Like, Jimin came over and he was like looking for some specific kind of juice, and he kind of looked up at us like, damn,
like what the heck,
like they forgot what I
wanted.
They
definitely didn't have
like
what he wanted in there.
But he like looked out at us with that like little cute mischievous like Park Jimin facial expression, like, really, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was so dying. Cute.
He was like, mm-hmm. Army, you seeing this? Where's my juice?
Mm-hmm. Disbelief on his face.
I'll just say now, where Jimin was totally elusive during soundcheck, and I thought, okay, this is what it's going to be. He was like, I feel like one of the most present members in our area for the entire concert, truthfully, a Jimin bias. I was like, mm-hmm. I am the luckiest girl in the world right now that Jimin is in front of us and on our side so much. Like,
he was on our side so much. And it was complete opposite for Taeyong. Taeyong was on our side a lot for soundcheck. And then during the concert, I turned to Kayla at one point. I was like, if Taeyong doesn't get his butt over here, like, I got to see him. And he, of course, he did come over.
I have
but
to
like,
say,
just
right
not...
when you said that, he came over.
Uh-huh. And I mean, every moment that he was in front of us, I was freaking out. Like, just absolutely losing my mind. He looked so hot. Oh my god, he had this like massive like puffy like fur jacket on and kept throwing off his shoulder, throw it back on his shoulder, like being such a tease, such a flirt,
killer.
So then this is when they went into Run BTS, and this is where they went into the center of the stage, and then we saw the stage start to rise in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then it started rotating 360. Yes. And we were like, oh my god. Like, I was like, gotta get my phone out, right? Like, I think probably the first time I was like, I have to get footage of this on my phone.
Yeah.
And how iconic to see Run BTS live. I've loved BTS, Run BTS ever since Proof. Haven't been able to see it live in concert. I'm so grateful that they put this on the set list. It was hype. And they like, they like sped up the chorus of the song, which is already fast, but they sped it up even more. And you see them like running in place on this like rotating stage. It was so cool. It was so cool.
It was great. I had said to you guys before the concert, I wonder if the stage is going to rotate because it's there in the middle. Like, it would make sense if they had a rotation feature. And not only did it rotate, but it also raised and lowered, and it could raise and lower in sections. So like one member could be lifted up and the other one could be down, or they could go back and forth to like highlight who's singing at the time or whatever. And it could raise and it could be stationary. You know, so many options with this stage that it made it so cool. It made each song like have its own version of the stage. And it also enabled it for no matter where you were sitting on the floor or in the stands, you're going to see the members, and the members are going to rotate around as you are watching this choreo. So like during Run BTS, they're all doing their choreo stationary on the stage, but the stage is rotating. So like we're first getting RM doing his choreo, the Run Bulletproof Run. Yeah, you got to run, and it rotates around, and then it's Jimin. Like, I mean, and we're just getting like this carousel of BTS members. It was incredible. Like,
it was
seriously best of both worlds of getting to see every single person the whole time.
I mean, this stage was engineered so that you got to see every single member from all the different angles for every song on the set list. It was so well done. So freaking well done. Yeah, like I just felt like everyone got to equally take them in. It was fantastic. Yeah. genius.
There wasn't any member who I felt like, wow, we haven't really got to see them on our side or got to see mm-hmm. them just because of the way that the stage was set up.
Yeah.
Then they get into They Don't Know About Us, and they started this song kind of like in the front left corner over by where we were at. This amazing mm-hmm. like purple lighting. They're like lined up for their choreo and like the vocals. I just really remember Jungkook standing at the front and like, you know, getting into it.
Yeah, and like the cameraman right in front of them. Like we could just watch them like walking towards this camera, like talking to them, you know. But yeah, we got to just experience every single member like lined up. Mm-hmm. This was the part where I was like, everybody needs, and I'm sure all the armies were feeling the same way, but like I kept thinking, what is Jen going to be doing for his part and They Don't Know About Us? Like mm-hmm. I was like, what is he gonna be doing? I talked about it in the car so much. I was like, guys, what do you think? Like, what, like obviously they're gonna perform the song. Jin was on the ground kneeling, looking at the camera during his part, being as sexy as he can be, pure worldwide handsome, like so freaking stunning. Like I was fangirling so freaking hard during this part. I was like screaming everyone's ear off. Like I was just dying.
I feel like I blacked out during this.
Oh, like, Kayla, I
just overwhelmed.
I had been waiting for it. I was prepared. There were a lot of moments during the concert where I was like, damn, this is one of my favorite parts of the song. What were they even doing? What was I doing? What, you know, mm-hmm. who was bias? But no, I will never forget Jin on the ground during They Don't Know About Us. Like, damn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And then after this, they went into Like Animals, and they were in the center stage again where it was mm-hmm. elevated up. I remember it was all red lighting and just, dang, getting to hear these vocals live. That was a big thing about the concert, was like they were live start to finish live vocals. Like they never let up on their vocals the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, Like Animals, I think we were expecting it to be beautiful because we had seen the comeback stage, and it, I mean, it did not disappoint. It exceeded mm-hmm. expectations with their vocals. The red lighting, like just seeing everything washed in it, was really cool. All the army mm-hmm. bombs all around too. And then I think the stage was just like slowly rotating as they were performing this. So as they're mm-hmm. singing, we kind of get like each member rotating around as they're standing. Oh, also, I think they were like walking. They were walking in the opposite direction that the stage was rotating. So for some of it, it was almost like they were stationary, you know. It was a really cool effect there.
Yeah.
After Like Animals, fucking Fake Love. Fake Love in 2026. Bethany, I think probably the last time, probably the only time we ever saw Fake Love in concert was Soldier Field 2019, May 2019. Because I don't remember. I don't think that they did it.
I think it was Soldier Field.
LA. And that was after, that was the Speak Yourself tour.
Well, no, they did do Fake Love in LA.
Did they do it in LA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe
that's
2021.
That's where it got mixed up with Black Swan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, when they did Fake Love, just being able to hear that song in 2026. And here's what I remember from this is that RM was over on our side. It was RM and I want to say J-Hope over on our side coming down the right side catwalk. And so I'm just watching RM the entire time. Like we hear his verse as he's literally like 20, 25 feet away from us in this leather outfit, sunglasses, looking hot as hell, like delivering. I mean, singing along as he's delivering this verse so close to us, I just felt like, wow, we are truly blessed. Like, I can't believe that we're hearing this song right now. I didn't really think too much about, like, which of their older songs, like, pre-BTS 2.0 are they going to put in the set list. But I love that they did Fake Love as kind of, like, for me, it represents this statement of, like, we love our old music for what it is, but we are so excited and ready to get more into music that we want to make again and kind of get back to our roots of our style. And Fake Love kind of talking about like that fake love with the type of music that they had been pushed into in the more recent years before Military. So I think it's a very intentional song here in the middle of all of these brand new Arirang songs.
It really suited Arirang in this concert. Absolutely. Yeah. And I just have to say, when we were in the car like the day before, Caroline was up in the front with Brittany, and she turned around to us in the back and she said, what are you guys hoping for like the surprise songs? And she said, Bethany, didn't you say Pied Piper? And I was like, you know, like, yeah, like Pied Piper would be great. But if I'm being honest, like, I truthfully feel like Fake Love would be amazing, because it's just an incredible concert song. And like the fan chant can't be beat. It can't be beat. And so when Fake Love came on, Caroline was like, Bethany, I was like, oh my, I was really like, I think I was just like in total shock. Like, I couldn't believe that we were getting it. And yeah, J-Hope and Jen came down stage left next to us. And I had them in these like leather black outfits. Like, they look so freaking hot. And like, there's like this nostalgic feeling to Fake Love too, and the Love Yourself era. And so like, they have to feel the same way performing this song too. Like, I'm sure it takes them back.
Hearing ARMY, this is 8 years after the song came out, and we all locked in on the fan chant. I'm so sorry, but it's Fake Love. Fake Love. Fake Love. You know, we had that. Like, our whole section was going crazy about the fan chant. That was amazing. I'm sure that BTS loved that. And I mean, I just loved every moment of Fake Love. Right after Fake Love, all the background dancers came up and they were coming onto stage with like these big billowy sheets. And it made me think instantly. I was like, oh, Jimin's serendipity, like contemporary dance. Like, they were just billowing. And BTS went into the center of the stage and it raised up, and the dancers surrounded the stage and made like waves with the sheets, and they went right into swim. And so they used the sheets to act as water surrounding them like an ocean as they were singing Swim. Man, that was a beautiful performance.
It was a beautiful performance. What a setup and production for the stage to have these like billowing, sheets that look like waves, and the members doing the swim choreo. And I can't remember if they were rotating or not on this, but I felt like they were. Like, I feel like we got a good shot of like all of different angles of this performance and choreo. It was gorgeous. It was everything. It was perfect. I love that they transitioned from Fake Love into Swim. Like, it was just beautiful. And then after Swim, we saw them continue to use those sheets. And, like, the stage did some serious lifting and elevating. And I can't even remember. And then it was a lot of setup. And then all of a sudden, we see part of the stage rotating, and it looked just like a carousel.
Right.
And they went into merry-go-round.
Yeah. Super cool how they used those as props to like literally form the visual of a carousel. And I actually think I misspoke earlier with They Don't Know About Us. Merry-go-round is the song where they were flat on the ground, the stage was raised up above them, background dancers were on the top part of the stage holding up like the top of the carousel, and this was when the stage was rotating in the opposite direction that they were walking, keeping them in place, which further added to like it made a visual so strong of what the lyrics of the song are talking about, of like not being able to get off this merry-go-round of like this being stuck in this cycle,
getting nowhere, like getting moving, nowhere but getting nowhere,
making no progress. And honestly, for this, I'll never forget too, we had Jimin and Yoongi right in front of us, and they were fucking strutting, and the vocal, I mean, I said, Jimin the whole time, I was living, I was dying, I was honestly beside myself. So yes. And then the dancers covered each member in the sheets, like they held them up to kind of make this barricade, like this long rectangular sheet structure over the members, and walked each member off one by one in a line down the ramp, you know, down our right side ramp for an outfit change. And during this outfit change time, we got a really cool light show where they did like different lighting and like lasers on stage along with visuals on the screen with like the vocal line members, like showing rain and making it look like it was raining on stage, and showing Jimin, and then fire and like reds and oranges on the stage with Jungkook, and then like kind of air and having Jin on there and mm-hmm. Taeyong, and it was just really beautiful. And honestly, I loved, we turned to each other, and because I mentioned before the concert, I was like, oh my god, VCRs. And you had totally forgotten about just like even the concept of a VCR,
yeah,
during an outfit change. And we turned to each other, we're like, no VCR, this is so cool, this is like such a cool change to give us like a visual show instead of like some cryptic VCR that you're going to want to look up and try to dissect later. Instead, it was just like a really cool visual art show. And I honestly, I would recommend to someone if they need to go to the bathroom, not that this is something that's like missable, but this is the only part of the concert that you maybe wouldn't regret like going to the bathroom during, because it's not one of their performances. And I don't think that there's any other time the rest of the concert to go. So that would be the time after merry-go-round. But that was cool. That was awesome. I don't know, a few minutes later after this show, like right when the show concluded, the way that the show ended, let's not forget to talk about this, all the dancers came back on stage and they were hooded like in like red or blue hoods and cloaks. And on the top of the stage, they formed the yin yang sign that's on the Korean flag. And then all at once, they dropped the red and the blue from their hoods, and all their hoods became white. And they're all standing there together. But on the screen, you could get the bird's eye view visual, and they were using lasers to outline all of them in the red or in the blue. And then they were adding visual effects of white light like beaming out from all around them. So how cool. I thought that was so cool to include the Korean flag in the middle of their performance. Just again to remind everybody, this is the Arirang World Tour. This is BTS. We're a capital K Korean pop group. Like this is always who we are. This is us. This is our identity. And I love that that was there. And then the dancers started to come off stage, and then all of a sudden BTS appeared in the middle of the stage. So we were like, oh my god, were they there underneath the cloaks? They were one of, you know, they were seven of those people standing there. That's the only way that it could have
happened. Clever way to get them back on stage.
Super clever. And then
because it was a stadium, because they couldn't come up from
they can't come from underneath, right?
Yeah. So cool way to get them back out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they went into 2.0. And I'm telling you, this choreography live, they were so freaking crisp with this choreography. And they, again, were on that rotating center stage. And we got so freaking lucky because they happened to be doing the main part of the chorus right in front
of us.
Right at us. And like we got some good gnarly Namjoon. We got J-Hope doing his part coming forward. Like, perfect flip of his jacket off the shoulder. We had Taeyong like hitting us with his chest.
The shoulder, and then Jimin coming through. This is how we do. I mean, literally, we got so lucky. And it was insane, like, watching the stage rotate and listening to the song going on. We're realizing, oh my god, they're gonna be doing the choreo right at us. Oh, it was phenomenal. One of the parts from the concert that's like burned in my mind forever is them doing this. That was incredible.
Jim's like sparkly pink shirt, like, I'm never gonna forget it. Like,
oh my god,
just killing me from the
gorgeous all angles. Taeyong, and this time he's come out with a like a jacket with a white t-shirt under, and that bandana
bandana.
You know we feel when he's wearing a bandana or a headband, like super hot. Killer. It was phenomenal. 2.0 was so good. And we didn't, obviously, we were like, what are they going to start the second set with? Coming out with 2.0 is such a strong starter with the second part of the set. And then they go into normal. Bethany, this is when I turned and I screamed at you and Britt, and I said, I'm not taking any pictures or videos during this time. Somebody else do it. I can't do it. And I was freaking out. I was like, I was even struggling to like wave my army bomb because I was just holding it to my chest and like having a moment. Like I was being moved like I was moved during Snooze at Yoongi's concert in Chicago. Because during this performance of Normal, all the lights are like this beautiful yellow, perfect color for the song. The members, this is when the stage is raised up, but for some members and lowered for others, and it will raise and lower depending on who's singing. The stage wasn't rotating, but right in front of us were Jimin and Jin. Mm-hmm. And so we get these two main vocalists for this song. And you know, one of my favorite parts in Normal is Jimin's like little verse at the beginning where he's talking about heavy as the head when you're chasing true, you know, mm-hmm. talking about will you color me red, color me blue, after we just saw the Korean flag at the end mm-hmm. of that light show. And we got that right in front of us.
Right, like, in front of us. Yes.
I mean, incredible vocals. I could feel like tears welling up, the feeling of when you're gonna cry. But I was dehydrated, so I was not crying. But like, yeah. I really think that, like, I mean, I really felt like crying so hard. And I was like, my face was like in full, like, sobbing expression, you know. I was seriously
having
such a moment.
You should have just let yourself cry, honestly.
I was honestly. Yeah. I really wanted to. I just could not get there, but I was feeling it completely and it was just washing over me. And I mm-hmm. was really, I mean, I'm glad I didn't get my phone out at all for that one, because I just soaked in every second of that song.
It was incredible. It was a great
even better live. I mean, I've ever since the album review, I've gone back and forth like, oh, is Normal my favorite song? Maybe it's Body to Body, maybe it's They Don't Know About Us, like I can't mm-hmm. get Hooligan or Aliens out of my head. Mm-hmm. But hearing Normal live, I was like, damn, I can't deny yeah. it, you know.
It's
like
one of your
love
faves.
It so much. Yes, yes. It yes. was so good.
I did get some footage, not the best, but I did try. Yes.
After the concert, I was like, oh my God, two videos.
I know. My 6% battery life.
Right. Your phone was,
it was dying.
Yeah, it was really dying.
Okay. But after this, totally unexpected, they went into Not Today. And when I mean that I blacked out for this, Kayla, all I know is that I was having the time of my life. It was so hype, and that's about all. Like, I feel like I was just so in the moment, and then like feeling so energized and excited, because we have never had Not Today performed in front of us. And we've been talking about Not Today a lot because of the Hooligan music video. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes sense that they put Not Today in this soundtrack. But are you kidding me? This set list has Not Today. Like, come on. Like, this is like, Not Today came out, I think, before we were fans. Like, just before we were fans, that song came out. Like, that's how old that song is. Like, I'm just like, damn, hell yes. It was so hype. It was so lit. Like, I just remember jumping like crazy in my mm-hmm. seat. I remember Jungkook being so killer for this too. Like, he was wearing like a skull or like a mask black shirt that was like oversized, and he just looked so incredible and so sexy. Like, he was such a baby during soundcheck, but like some of these like really lit hype songs, these energetic songs,
he turned
was just
it on,
like,
man,
the sexiness all the way up. And then after Not Today, they went into Mic Drop. They were like in the front of the stage. They weren't like on the side where we were. And so I do remember watching it more on the like trifold screens, because that choreography is just incredible. And like, iconic. All of the armies around us were all doing the choreo with us, you
yes.
know. Like,
it's impossible not to.
Like, how could you not? Yes.
Also,
iconic,
they did
fucking song.
The original from Love Yourself, her full Korean version of mm-hmm. Mic Drop, not the Stevie Aoki remix. And so, you know, you either got the fan chant down or you didn't. You picked it up as you were going. But like, I love that they made that choice. Like,
me too.
That's perfect. Perfection.
Oh yeah, it was so funny too, because Caroline's like, guys, do you have any advice on like fan chant? Like, you know, I don't know a lot of the song fan chants. And Brittany's so funny, because she said, you know, you just know when you're there, you just know it. It just comes.
And, so
and like when Mic Drop came on, like the fan chant, it just came. I didn't practice that. It just comes.
It just overtook us. Yeah. Man, after Mic Drop, though, which I just have to say, too, Mic Drop was amazing to get. Another one of those, like, wow, Mic Drop in 2026. Incredible.
They were really throwing out, like, BTS core. Like, this was it. Yeah.
No, I love the blend of, like, we got almost every single song on Arirang and then these perfect nuggets of classic BTS, like
classic BTS
that fit into the set list so well, but didn't mm-hmm. like deter from like the vibe of the Arirang songs at all.
Mm-hmm.
They really planned the set list super well. After Mic Drop, we got Faya. What I love about this song is as it's beginning, you're starting to hear the music come on. The music even is like pitch, like sped up a little bit from the normal mm-hmm. performance. There's a little bit of a mix on it that makes it more like club or like for like the arena stadium vibe. And they are all huddled up in the middle of the stadium. They're all into yeah. their microphones. They're stripping their jackets off. I will never forget watching Jungkook and then Taeyong and then Jimin strip their jackets off. Fuck my life. Like, the and then they're like really fucking sleeveless, hot as hell. And they all went crazy for Faya. Mm-hmm. Like, the dancing was insane. They were just jamming out. It's like they all huddled up in the middle, and as the song came on, the first lines, everything lit is fire, they burst out from each other, spread
yeah, they
out
split
to the
up.
Every part of the stage. It was like mm-hmm. they were covering the entire, all of the catwalks, the whole middle stage. Like,
they
I
were
mean,
everywhere
dominating. They were everywhere. They were everywhere. And this is a time where like we had somebody in front of us, we had somebody on the right side catwalk, we had someone on the left side, mm-hmm. and literally this is not the only time during this concert, but this concert felt like a 360 viewing performance for us because of that. There were so many mm-hmm. times where we had that situation and we're turning, we're looking over here, we're looking over there, we're like,
Jungkook is on the right, but J-Hope's on the left,
but
Yoongi's
Jimin's
right in front
of
me.
Right. And yeah, like, where do we look?
And then you see Taeyong coming over on the horizon, and then Namjoon and Jin are together over here, and you're like, wait, no, where?
Yes.
No, like,
and like, what an insane experience to have, that we are literally surrounded by them as mm-hmm. they are performing, and we mm-hmm. just like, we get this privilege of being able to like look and try to catch it all at one time. It was phenomenal. That's why I'm so happy with where our seats were. Like,
I know. Our seats were perfect. I felt so bad, like, looking at one member, knowing that there was another member over my shoulder.
Over
like,
there.
They won't catch me with my back to them. Are you kidding
no,
me? Like,
right? And you could, as I'm turning around, because I'm, like, literally facing backward in my seat to turn around, I'm seeing everyone else in the section behind us doing the same thing. There's, like, a split divide down the middle, and then almost simultaneously, we turn and look the other way, and, like, you know.
I wonder how ridiculous and silly we look to them. Like,
you know like on like the classic Wii bowling game, and you throw the bowling ball backwards and everybody goes whoa, and they like jump and spin. Like, that's, I feel like that's what we were to BTS during this concert, you know, like just
yes.
head on a swivel, you know. I think yes. I said that to you one time during the concert.
Yeah, there's video of me saying, I don't know where to look. And you're like, at all of them. I was like,
at both
okay.
of them.
Like, my camera's literally following Jungkook. And then we see you looking over the other way. And you're like, oh, my God, look at him. And then I look over and it's J-Hope. And it's just
like, and it'd be so crazy because there would already be a member on the catwalk. And then you'd see somebody walking over to like join them. And it's like, overwhelm, like, oh my
yes.
god, not you too, because it's all too hot, you know.
Yeah, it was 360 stage and then 360 within our section. It was just like
insane.
I mean, an experience I've never had before, for
never
sure.
had. That's why, and I was so worried, like, as we were getting closer to the concert, I was personally experiencing anxiety, like, what if the other girls don't like these tickets? Like, ultimately, I'm the one who got through on Ticketmaster, got these tickets, made the snap decision of this would be the best viewing, because we weren't the front or the backstage where they performed the main new song choreo,
mm-hmm.
But everybody ended up loving it, and it was such a great experience, just tucked mm-hmm. between those catwalks, so,
yeah, it was phenomenal. And so then after Faya, they went into Fire, which was so perfect. So they kind of mm-hmm. like recollected in the middle before Fire came on. And then when Fire started, Yoongi came right at us. Like,
oh, yeah.
Arms up overhead, like V shape, like, let's get it for
yeah.
Fire. And I have never been more wrecked in my life by Min Yoongi. And then, so I just like, I don't know. He grabbed me. He just grabbed me, okay? And I was with him for Fire. And he came down stage right. And it was so cool, Kayla, because I saw him go straight for a water bottle on stage. Mm-hmm. He was like
yes.
right next to us, grabbing a water bottle, flipping the water bottle cap off, and I was like, I know exactly what he's about to do. And when the chorus of fire hit, he sprayed our section with water. We did not get hit with holy water. He was a little too far back in our section, but he sprayed our section with water and then threw the water bottle. So someone in section B, where were we, section B?
Section B.
Section B. Someone in section B got a Minyoongi water bottle. And I just think that was so serendipitous and so cool to like see. He was so hype and lit for fire. And were all of the members. It was great. And then we saw them go back in towards the middle, and you could hear the song just like reverting back into Faya. And we were like, oh my God. And it was like they went right back into Faya after fire just to like finish it out. Like it was so energetic. It was so heavy.
And then
it
they
was
were like
one of
doing
the best
both
parts of the concert
at once. Like some members were doing lyrics from Faya and some from Fire as they were. Yeah. And it was like the two songs mixed together. It was so good. I think like we theorized that they would do Faya into Fire. Like that just makes logical sense. They would do that. But neither of us thought, oh, they're going to put them back together at the end, remix them together. Like that was genius.
It was
so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
One of the best parts of the concert.
Oh, yeah, I love that part. But then we got Body to Body.
Yeah.
And man, what I really remember from Body to Body, first of all, I was like, I'm not getting my phone out one time during this song. Mm-hmm. Not once. I'm going to listen to Namjoon.
It's criminal.
It's
they
criminal.
They literally say, put your phone down. Let's get all the fun.
Exactly. The other thing is that my shoes were not uncomfortable on the bottom, but I hadn't worn them at all yet, and I just got these big chunky loafer like platforms, and they were squeezing the top of my foot, and my like pinky toes on each foot were going numb. Like I could not feel them from being squeezed across the top. But I knew for this song I had to jump, put your phone, like, you know, I need the whole stadium to jump. And I said, Kayla, you gotta lock in. It doesn't matter if you can't feel your toes, you're jumping right now. And I was jumping, and we were jumping, and we were going crazy during this song.
Yes, absolutely. Crazy. ARMY's killed it for the traditional Arirang folk song part, where we got to sing it to them. And I loved seeing, like, you could tell that they soaked in every moment of this. We also got to sing this to them during soundcheck, which was really special.
So cool.
But them holding out their microphones to us, and you could tell that they were living for that moment. Like, this was something that they had been dreaming of in prep for this concert. You could tell it meant so much to them. Yeah.
And that they debated so much over whether to have this in the song or not. I just know that J-Hope is satisfied.
Oh,
like, the J-Hope we saw in the documentary that was vibing so hard to this sample and loved the idea of it. Like, you know,
I'm sure Jimin
every
is
time.
Too, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jimin also is really for it.
They're eating it up. Loved it. That was incredible.
And then they ended this part of the concert with Idol, which was so hype, so perfect. And instead of like doing that intense choreography, they walked off on stage right of us with a huge parade of people and dancers behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And they
flags.
Walked, yes, they walked the entire perimeter of the stadium. So everyone in those like 100 second sections, everyone on the outer like floor sections got to be like right up next to them. And it was just a big party. It was a massive party. And after they were like leaving out for Idol, it continued. I think it was Jimin who said like, keep singing. Keep singing it. And so ARMY all continued to sing it after BTS had left. And this is when they went into ARMY time, and they were showing all of the ARMYs on the screen having an absolute blast. And then we got to see like everyone's flags and
signs.
And yes.
Man, my favorite part, first of all, I love that they did this parade around the outside, because amazing for those ARMYs sitting in those seats and just being able to be closer to them. And for us there in the middle, like, I did not care that we couldn't see it at all. Like, we could watch it on the screen if we wanted to, but truthfully, that was a time for us four to all just like party to Idol together.
Yeah,
like
we
were singing
all over
and,
us.
Yes, it was beautiful. And then I loved after BTS left and they're showing everybody in the stands singing along, all of the parents and kids, like there was a dad with his younger daughter there. And, you know, we saw older ARMY in the stands. I just absolutely loved seeing the diversity in ARMY that were there. But especially, I don't know why, it just really touched me that there were so many like parents there with their younger kids. Like, I'm talking like elementary and middle school age kids that obviously wouldn't be able to go to this concert on their own, but they're there with their parent and like having a blast. Like, it just really touched my heart to see that.
Yeah, I love seeing that. Like, it makes me think about like, if BTS happened to have come into my life later in life and like Millie was into BTS and like getting to go to a concert with her, I can't imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
Like mother and daughter, or like son and daughter, or like mother and son going and experiencing this together. What a beautiful core memory. I'm getting teary eyed just thinking about that.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, okay, this was my one concert prediction that was totally correct, because they came in, and this is technically like after they do like the ARMY time and the signs, we always think about this as encore, but this encore was 7 songs long, so I couldn't really call it an encore.
It was just like a third section of the concert.
Just a third section of the concert. But they came out and were walking onto stage and they sang Come Over, which is the hidden track from the deluxe version of the vinyl of Arirang, the produced by Suga song that he made. And when this song came out, he talked about that this is like a stadium song. And when he said that, I said, Bethany, this song is going to be at the tour. And I feel like you guys were kind of hesitant, like, I don't know, you know, but I immediately recognized, I love this song so much. I've listened to it on YouTube so much. One time I was cleaning my apartment for like an hour and listened to it the whole time on repeat. And this was such a special performance because they came out and stood right in front of our side stage in a straight line across for this entire performance.
Yeah.
Singing this song right at us, it felt like Fort Worth 2018.
Yeah.
It felt like it was just a one single small stage at the front with just one section of fans in front of it.
Yeah.
That's how intimate this, and I mean, all 7 of them lined up. I think I got a picture and a video of it, but
did you really?
Just so great. Yeah, I think so. Oh, I have to go back through, but I loved this moment so much, and it felt so intimate. It felt like, wow, they're really all right here.
So perfectly, because of just like our section was so much, was so small.
Yeah.
That like them just standing in front of us, like, yes, it was a wild experience, because here we are at this stadium, freaking stadium concert with BTS.
80,000 people.
80,000 people. 2026, when BTS are like the biggest they've ever been, most fans they've ever had, and here they are standing right in front of us 5 rows back. Like, I just it what was cool about it too is they weren't doing anything. They weren't dancing. Yeah. They weren't being like super charismatic and flirty. Like, it was just like standing there singing this song to us. And Yoongi was like right in the middle. I was in seat 7, which was like directly in the center of like the row. And I just stared at Yoongi like the whole time. I felt like he was staring right at me. Like, I'm sure he was just staring like in the general section, but like he wasn't moving his eyes. Like, he was staring in the same spot. I should have leaned over to you, Kayla, and been like,
I know you didn't like, say anything until I after say,
I just like, I know
you
I just
were
was
mesmerized.
Like taking it in. And the girl in front of me was like filming the whole concert, which was fine, you know, but like I just felt like he was like looking right past that, like right, and I was like, just take, I'm telling you, I have never been more wrecked by Yoongi in my life. But also, there is something about that man in person, like, like pictures, video do not do him justice. Like, he's
not
just
bit.
Stunning. Like,
and seeing him that close again after all this time was
and it just felt extra special, because this is like Suga production.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it
what I loved
so
about
cool.
this, because I feel like even though this song is a hidden track on the album, it's such a phenomenal song. It's one of the best, and it's like a kind of lost because you can't really access it anywhere. And for it to be his song, like one specific BTS member produced this song, and the song talking about like, I'm lost without you. Can I come over? Like, will you still be here with me? Will you love me like the way you did before? Like, it's such a raw song when you look at it from a lyric standpoint emotionally, and for them to just stand there and deliver it to us right in front of us,
I know,
was so powerful. Like,
it was so powerful. We got so lucky.
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after this, they went into Butter and Dynamite. They kind of like talked a little bit and they were like, I think we need to, the next song, one of them is like, you know, it's maybe like a bomb, like a RM bomb, was like, yeah, it's maybe like a bomb or something.
Describing this was so funny.
He's so like corny in the cutest way, like so cheesy. And then he was like, and the other one is really smooth. And we were like, okay, yes, they're doing Butter and Dynamite. So they did Butter and they went into Dynamite. And when they performed Dynamite, they actually also performed this song right at us the whole time. So I recorded so much of it. I have like three great videos of Dynamite because I couldn't help myself because they were so close and it was like pristine. It was too perfect to not, because I was like, when am I going to see them this close again? And I knew it was getting towards the end of the concert. So that was great. And then they were walking around. They were kind of talking, like before they did Butter and Dynamite, they were talking about what should we do for the surprise song. And Bethany, you and I were like, surprise song. And then we were looking and we're seeing that people are holding up signs for Love Maze. And we realized, oh, like this is a thing. We didn't know because we haven't seen any concert spoilers that they must do two surprise songs. And they were talking as if like songs, you know, signs that they see in the crowd, they'll choose one of those to do. And so we got Boy With Love, and like Bethany mentioned that she was hoping we might get earlier when Caroline asked her in the car, we got freaking Pied Piper.
Pied fucking Piper. And because we have not been online or witnessing this, like I think every army really wanted Pied Piper, but like we didn't know the extent in which like armies all around the world are like, we need Pied Piper as our surprise song at our concert. There's
tracking, you know, which ones could be. And like people are like posting TikToks of like crying sounds in the background and checking off Pied Piper because it's been performed.
It was so freaking funny though, because at the concert Namjoon was like, Pied Piper, like it's, I mean, it's up to the DJ, like if the DJ knows the song, you know, and can play it. And we were just kind of like cracking up at that. And so, yeah, we got Boy With Love and then freaking you know, the Pied Piper intro.
All the army bombs turn purple. We turn to each other.
The stadium was on fire. Like everyone,
we all screamed our heads off.
Everyone, it was so loud. It was like the most, like, it was the, like, you needed earplugs for that part of that concert because people were
freaking. Yoongi actually covered his ears.
Jimin was like jaw to the floor, like, wait, what? Like, is this for real?
He was laughing. Like,
Jin was like, oh no, you all are serious about this. Like, it was just funny seeing all of the members realize how desperately we needed and wanted this song. And yeah, this was like another blackout moment. Like, I mean, we haven't seen Pied Piper live ever.
They've never performed it in the States. This is the only time they've ever performed it in the States. Prior to this, it's only been performed a couple times, like at Festa. Okay. This is not a song that BTS ever performs. Of course they have choreography for it. They've never performed this in the US. And Bethany, I'll tell you what I remember from Pied Piper is we got fucking Jungkook on our right side catwalk for Pied Piper. Bro,
and
like
he was like being real cute and flirty, like dancing, like having fun with, like he was pointing at our section. We're like, yeah.
Yes.
J-Hope was over on our left, like sexily, like swaying, like body rolling, swaying his hips. Like I was going freaking feral.
Yes.
Namjoon also came out on stage right, or on like the right side catwalk with Jungkook.
But then they kind of switched.
And
J-Hope went over to the right side catwalk. Bethany, we were facing him.
Listen up. This is the most memorable part. Like this was our moment. Ever. This was our moment.
He's like, you know, at like the second stage on the catwalk, and he starts to kind of walk back a little bit, and he's kind of hanging out on our edge really close to where we are at. And he is, first of all, he's beaming. You all can picture Hobie's beautiful sunshine, happiest smile ever.
In his hair.
Highlights in his hair.
Are you kidding me?
He He looks at me. I'm already looking at him, obviously. He makes eye contact with me. He points, arm extended, points right at me. I point back at him. And right when I point out at him, he waves his fingers in my direction. And yes. Bethany, you're right next to me also, like, experiencing this with me.
I was clinging to your shoulder. I literally was on your shoulder. Like, my head was on your shoulder. Like, I'm here, too.
You were. And he's like, he literally, like, mouths, like, hey. You know, like, as and, he's like waving, and we his just we have our arms out and we and just we like do it back,
finger
like,
wave back at him.
Oh my god! And then he kind of like giggles at us, and he totally laughed at us.
Kayla, you turn around. We grasp we both each go, other.
Oh my god!
We're like literally clinging onto each other face to face and fall to the floor. Like, we literally drop to the ground.
Bethany, if I weren't holding you, you would have been fully on the ground.
Yes.
Like, your knees collapsed from under you, and then I like pulled you back up. I don't know with what adrenaline, but I just popped you back up, and then we were freaking out. And Britt was like, what? Like,
what?
She was concerned. Another person, the army behind us, was worried that like you weren't okay, like you were passing out or something.
Yeah.
And then we were like screaming at Britt. We were like, J-Hope just waved at us. Like, we were freaking the fuck out.
During
like,
Pied Piper of all songs.
During Pied Piper of all songs.
Kidding me. You kidding
with, like,
me.
I just, the biggest smile on his face. Like,
It took me back to, like, does he even know, like, we were, like, at Hobie Palooza, like, we were at his concert in San Antonio, like, I'm just thinking about all the times that we've come across him, and, like, he freaking waved at, like, not any wave, you know, like, this, like, cute little finger wave, like,
it was so specific. It was, like,
it was
like, 10 seconds of sustained interaction, like,
oh, man,
And we had
I've never
other
fallen from, to the ground like that. That was
no. I mean, that was insane. I will never forget that for as long as I live. And we had other like eye contact or like small little moments like members where we feel like they caught our eye, we caught
a
their
lot of
eye.
Special
like
moments.
So much interaction with them in the seat, like where how the stage was set up around us. But I mean, that like by far takes the cake for that. I mean,
yeah,
I just
it was. Yeah, Kayla. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
Speechless. Like during
Pied Piper.
Yeah,
and then I think they went into their ments, right? After this.
Yeah.
They went into their ments. And they were like sitting on the stage, that center stage, rotating. So they just like got to like stare at all of us and take it in, just like we could take them in. And I remember during this moment, I was like, okay, it's getting to the end here, and looking at every single one of them and taking it in, like looking at Taeyong, soaking it in, looking at Jimin, soaking it in, looking at Namjoon, soaking it. Like, I just felt like I had to take every little second that I could to enjoy them because I knew they were about to leave us.
Yeah.
And it was in this time where specifically J-Hope's ment really got to me. He like was really just, I felt like the whole concert, like it was like, where do I look, how do I, you know, trying to enjoy every single moment. And then I almost got in my head too much about it, and I feel like maybe other armies can relate to this, where like you have an expectation, you go in, you want to soak in every moment, but then you start like overthinking it, and then it's hard to kind of enjoy and be present because you're like overanalyzing where you're looking, what you're doing, who you're seeing, what you're singing, like. And I was given a moment where like J-Hope was like, hey, I'm so grateful for this day and for everything. Like, I'm grateful like the seven of us are together, for all of you being in front of us, for all of us being on tour, all of us being in Tampa. Like,
for you guys still being here after all this time.
Yes,
like,
it was a speech about gratitude. Mm-hmm. And this is where like the waterworks just hit me.
Yeah.
It really hit me because that's all I wanted. I could get emotional about it right now talking about it. Like, all I wanted was to just really take it all in because I wanted to just appreciate it every second. And I did. I really did. And like getting this like kind of reflection period with J-Hope and just him just like kind of regurgitating everything I was hoping for is just like gratitude and being grateful for every moment of Army and BTS and friendships and families and the city and Army. And it was beautiful. And after this, they went in to please And they got to perform Please Sitting. And I have a whole new appreciation for Please, because it really kind of comes off as this like sexy kind of song.
We thought they'd be like body rolling, shirtless, you know, but I love like the this kind of, not that they slowed it down, but like a chill version, like a calm version of it.
It was like a calm but continue to be intimate in a different way.
Yes, especially after those ments. And J-Hope was the one who ended the ments. And I remember looking over at you during his ment and just seeing the tears stream down your face and how much you're being impacted. And I remember when Please was playing, we were just both feeling so emotional, and I turned to you and I was just like, I love you so much, and I'm so glad that we're here together. Like, all
of
these
years.
And
I was like, I'm so glad we're here too. Like, I mean, the show. I mean, we've been doing this podcast for 8 years.
For 8 years. All of these years that we've been ARMY for 9 years. And, you know, all of these concerts. It was our seventh BTS concert. And RM, during his speech, he was like, this is our seventh concert on our tour. Like, he was like, I don't know why this concert feels so special. Maybe it's because it's our seventh one. And you turned and looked at me and pointed at me because this was our seventh concert too. And I really felt the gratitude also just to be able to, all of everything that we've gone through in our lives in the last 8 years, and how our friendship and BTS has always been that common thread, and how much we have to be grateful for, how much life we've enjoyed through experiencing their music and going to their concerts and just having these unforgettable moments together.
These unforgettable moments and memories because of them, you know. They've brought so much happiness into my life, and it just felt like that was the time where like it really hit. And then they went into the Sun, and I mean, beautiful. I didn't stop. I cried literally all through Please. And then once Into the Sun came on, I wrapped my arm around you. I wrapped my arm around my sister, Caroline.
Oh my gosh, that was such a beautiful moment. We all had our arms wrapped around each other, and we were swaying
back and forth to the song.
The confetti was raining down on top of us. BTS were again right in front of us for Into the Sun. Like the Into the Sun had this beautiful orange, like sunshiny, like sunset or maybe dawn, you know. Sunrise lighting that, you know, we were watching BTS in this. They were singing it. They were all lined up, slowly rotating around stage. So like they came in front of us during like a chorus, and they were all just, it was beautiful. Confetti flying. And then BTS are slowly walking out, you know, down the catwalk to the right of us to exit. Singing, finishing the song. They finish the song as they're walking out, and then it's kind of like the chorus is like the music is kind of replaying. And as they're walking out, I just remember like trying to get my last little glimpses of them as they go into the tunnel, and then the fireworks over the top of the Raymond James Stadium screen start going off. And it was beautiful, where you could be sad that the concert's over and that, you know, BTS just, you know, exited stage right, but instead you're left with this immense feeling of gratitude of always being together with BTS, and then you're like these best friends, the people that matter the most to you in your life, and ending it with these fireworks, this beautiful celebration in the sky. And I just remember like holding up my ARMY bomb. I like recorded and took pictures of my ARMY bomb like in front of the fireworks, to just like, for me it was super representative of how, you know, like that feeling, that celebration feeling of the end of the concert, and the hope that that song brings through. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful ending to the concert.
It was a beautiful way to end the concert. Into the Sun was the perfect song to conclude. And I think a lot of ARMYs kind of suspected that this would be at the end. And it's comparing apples and oranges, but like it truly was and is probably the best BTS concert I've ever been to. Although Fort Worth was amazing.
Fort Worth is like nostalgic. It was our first concert. It was mm-hmm. such a small venue, like 12,000 people. You know, being on open GA, no seating, I think is so unique, like never going to mm-hmm. happen again. So it was intimate for so many different reasons. But this mm-hmm. was such a special experience to experience this level of intimacy with BTS in a stadium in 2026 mm-hmm. after all this time apart. It's so hard to say. Like, I agree. It's like apples to oranges. But this, to me, was, like, such an incredible concert experience.
I'm so grateful. I feel like yeah. we were so lucky. I feel so grateful. And I mm-hmm. don't know if I'll ever get that experience again. If I do, I'm incredibly lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, stupidly lucky, you know?
Yeah.
It was so crazy to just think, wow, I really got that closeness to them. And, like, this level of interaction with them at a stadium concert when yeah. they're so big and so popular. I think they work the crowd really well, you know, like yeah. I will give it that. They really make sure that you feel seen and that they are present with you. And, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. Yeah. Best concert. Best concert.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like that is my truth also. Just yeah. best BTS concert I've been to, an incredible concert experience. I am, like you said, I'm just immensely grateful. And I feel yeah. so lucky that that's the experience we got to have.
Me too.
So,
yeah,
I think that's a good place to end it
Wrap
off.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. yeah. And Iconics, thank you for listening to our concert experience.
Yes.
And if you are going to any of their tour or if you've already been, we would love to hear about your experience too. So get it in the Spotify comments, email us, you know, reply to our post on Instagram about it, because we had such a wonderful time. We hope that you had or are going to have a wonderful time also.
Yes.
As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.